Good afternoon and welcome to the HSH Nordbank conference call. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Günther Fehmers.
Yeah, thank you, and good afternoon to you all. I hope you all had time to download the presentations which we put on our website earlier today. And in particular, this is the investor presentation with the half-year results and our press release. Unfortunately, the full-blown half-year report will not be available before early next week. We do our best to have it online by Monday. I think, like in the past, we will have our CFO, Stefan Ermisch, to walk you through the investor presentation, and following that, we will have time for taking your questions. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Fehmers. Good afternoon together. I would like to draw your attention to this piece of paper you may have in front of you on the half-year results. In order to, let's say, capture time for discussion, I tried to do it very briefly to highlight what we believe is of most, let's say, significance from our first half-year development, which are overall, in my point of view, pretty well. Let's start on page 7, where you see the KPIs at a glance from the first 6 months of this year. Overall, in a nutshell, our pre-tax earnings increased substantially to €98 million, mainly driven by a good development in our total revenues, which have been increased substantially to €809 million. The loan loss provisions are staying very high at €224 million, mainly driven by our shipping portfolios. And I may say, as expected and as planned, there's nothing at surprise for us at this point in time. The administrative expenses decreased by some percentage points in line with our restructuring efforts. This pre-tax profits of €98 million are borne by a or core bank contribution of €131 million, which is the right direction. What we want to do is, with all our efforts, is to stabilize our core bank and to build it up. So far we achieved this result of €130 million pre-tax basis. The restructuring unit, which is still under the roof of HSA Bank, produced a small loss of €33 million. Here we have to digest all the historical baggage of the bank. The total balance sheet has decreased to €121 billion, our core capital ratio here at a glance, following Basel II, we'll come later to the Basel III explorations here, is staying at 12% plus our capital cushion in relation with our, let's say, capital protection scheme with our guarantee providers, which is another 4%. So our economic capital ratio, core tier 1 ratio at June 2013 is 16%. To the adjusted income, let's say, description, we're offering you a view here on page 8, where we try to, let's say, eliminate so-called one-off or valuations effects, IFRS effects, accounting effects, from our operative results. The main message here is, and therefore we're trying to provide you this chart, is that the core bank is providing a substantial profit contribution overall, even more on an adjusted basis, of €178 million. The predominant part of our adjustments are coming from IFRS-related effects, the valuations from cross-currency swaps and on structured owned liabilities, as you are familiar with. So these things are changing and are very volatile, but the underlying message is the core bank is producing substantial pre-tax earnings. The page 9, our core capital ratio as it is, mainly driven by lower risk-weighted assets following the guarantee increase at end of June 2013 from €7 to €10 billion. You know this, that we have increased the guarantee shield back to the old volumes. Therefore, our risk weight of the senior tranche has come down more or less to zero. Minimum calculation basis is 20%. So the risk-weighted assets have decreased by 22 billion euros in the last 2 months. So therefore, our capital ratios are staying very strong on all lines. Even if you take our total capital ratio, or the classical Tier 1 ratio, or our core Tier 1 ratio described in the chart as being today at around 16%. When we look further down the road, please draw your attention on page 10. We want to express here how the situation looks like, when we take into account all expected Basel III effects on our capital and risk-weighted asset calculations and plans. And the main message here is that coming from our today's situation, jumping over a forecast for year-end 2013, leading to a fully loaded Basel III capital ratio long-term, that we calculate that we never stay below 10%. That does mean we have a sustainable, strong, high-quality capital base of at minimum 10%, even long-term and sustainable. So we believe with all these translation and, let's say, execution effects of Basel III and IFRS capital ratio calculations going forward, that this bank, HSA Bank, meets all requirements, today's and future requirements of Basel III, earlier than needed. And we believe this is a core message also to investors to understand our capital position going forward in a very precise way. Our new business, which is also, let's say, a trigger or a sign if this bank is viable in its activities or not, we show that we have a 2.7 billion euros new business, let's say, in our accounts generated in corporate, real estate, energy, shipping, and others in the first 6 months of this year. It's a little bit below last year's achievement. One reason is that German corporates may have little or less capital or credit appetite than before, because the quality of the corporates is in these days in Germany very strong, as you know, and the appetite for new credits has decreased within the total sector. Meanwhile, or despite of this fact, we could increase slightly our volumes in this regard. Per July, this is a new information, not on this chart. Per July, we have a accumulated new business achieved of 3.7 billion euros. That does mean only a billion euros more new business within 1 month in July. So we are ahead of last year's, and positive also stimulated for the next 5 months to come until year-end 2013. To the revenue lines on page 12, the main message is that we have stability in interest income and commission income despite substantial decreases of volumes. How could we achieve this? Because our net margins in our credit business have increased. We are doing much better margins than in the past. In the past, sounds a little bit confused, but it is reality. We had more volumes and lower margins. Today, we have less volumes and higher margins, and the credit quality has improved towards a more risk-conservative attitude. So we are sorting out a total a messy picture of the past and trying to do it better in the future. As of today, our revenue components, again, by much lower volumes, do show big-time stability, which is, I think, a good news. In trading income and financial income from financial investments, we have a sharp increase driven mainly by valuations effects of historical portfolios. We don't do any own proprietary trading, nothing. We have no specific risk-taking positions in the market, but we have portfolios which are up for valuations. You know that all banks suffered 2008 and 9 by big time by so-called credit investment portfolios. We've suffered also, but today we are benefiting from a more liquid market and better prices. The credit risk provisions is shown on page 13. The net risk provisions is overall in the bank before the guarantee structure, €495 million. It's a big amount for us. The gross number behind is over 800. That does mean we really do a lot of risk provisions in these days to get over, to get through this bad cycle, especially in shipping. But we are booking these risk provisions and we do not ignore them. The substantial or predominant part of this €495 million is borne by our guaranteed portfolios, which is expressed in this chart with €396 million. And against this portfolio, you know that the guarantee structure, the compensation takes into account, by the way, which we are paying for, but the relief of risk provisions is €270 million. So if you take all things together, our net risk provision after 6 months is €224 million. Again, behind this number, therefore this chart, we have a substantial contribution to risk provisions made in order to protect the bank for future risks. Page 14 shows you a simplified chart to express the mechanics of the guarantee, because it's complicated stuff also for the external world to understand what we are doing there or what we have to do. The yellow part is the guarantee structure and the blue part is the loss structure behind. The first loss piece, nothing new, €3 billion. This has to be borne by the bank, is already borne by the bank because it's written off these parts through the P&L in 2008 and 9, and we expect to call for claims further losses between 2019 and 2025 of €1.3 billion, a number which was created in the expectations autumn last year. So everything is very protected by the guarantee structure. And the other message we want to give is that for this blue part of the chart, the 3.2 and the 1.3, so together maybe €4.5 billion, long-term equity, contribution by the bank, we are paying for this. And we have already put through and drawn through our P&L an amount of around €3 billion back to our, shareholders, or guarantee contributors. It's a message that shows you that everything we are getting from the state in terms of equity, we are paying for, and we're amortizing over the years to come. Maybe it's important information to understand the burdens of this bank in an appropriate way. The page 15 shows you the main developments on our cost base. Everything is fine. Personal expenses and operative expenses are coming down. We see pressure down the road due to massive regulatory changes. We need to adopt our organization big time by a lot of things to come where we have to fix ourselves more intensively. So the cost reduction process of this bank has not come to an end. We will work for further, strategies in order to bring costs even more down compared to today. But it's a very intensive program behind. To our segment report, the last two charts here, or the next chart, you see the split between the core bank and the restructuring unit of these €98 million pre-tax profits after 6 months. Again, the core bank contributed 130 and the restructuring unit minus 30. And you see the adjusted results on top of this. When we split down our core bank pre-tax profits and P&L structure to our segment report or the underlying client segments, you see an interesting picture, which is the pure reality of this bank. And there's good news and bad news in one message, that all client activities we have in real estate, energy infrastructure, in corporates, and in capital markets products are producing fine and solid risk, less risk intensive results, which you can see on the bottom line. And our biggest, and this is our challenge, the biggest segment, our shipping segment in the core bank, has a huge number in risk provisions to digest. This is the response to the crisis in the shipping markets. which is not at the end. We always expected after a challenging the year 2012 that 2013 will remain difficult and that we will expect stabilizations in 2014 and a better development in 2015. So therefore, we have always came to the market also with our capital projections with a very conservative outlook in these aspects. To let you understand the mechanics here, this is our, let's say, situation which other banks do not have. The 185 million euros in loan loss provisions after 6 months is the number before the guarantee kicks in, and the guarantee is kicking in the column others with plus 52. That does mean the net risk provisions of the core bank is only, in quotation marks, 108 million euros because the net risk provisions of the client segments is compensated somehow by the guarantee structure. A word on our funding situation. We're doing fine this year, as we did last year. We achieved so far what we intended to achieve. We're doing well in senior unsecured especially with our saving banks colleagues in Germany and other retail structures in Germany. So we are here well underway. In German Pfandbriefe, we have done also already something, private placements and a benchmark early this year. Something next will come in the next coming weeks and months. And also the asset-based funding, which is a big, let's say, source for future funding for the bank. We're working on a substantial transaction where I hope to bring news to the markets until, let's say, October. So our non-performing loans, which is always of big interest when we talk about regulatory developments and risk provisions, we disclose them here with 15.7 billion euros NPLs, more or less stable compared to year-end last year, slight increase. The increase is coming from our shipping portfolios, and the explanation and the split of this 15.7 billion euros is roughly 12 billion euros is coming from the restructuring unit, and from the core bank only 4. This so far is our challenge, yeah, that we had to take care of these portfolios, and we do take care with a substantial risk provision against this non-performing loan situation. We have a good 5.5 billion euros specific loan loss provisions against this, and the remaining parts is securities, the collateral behind, sorry. It is a substantial amount because we're talking about an asset-based finance business model, real estate and ships, and therefore, naturally, we have a bigger part of collaterals than many other banks around us. I would like to bring an answer before I've got the question. For sure, we have to take care of the asset quality review activities of the European Central Bank and other central banks in these days. We try to do prepare ourselves in a very conservative way. We're very open to discuss everything with our regulator and are doing this already. We have, as of today, no knowledge that our risk provisions are too low or too high. Therefore, we are, waiting for further discussions with very open eyes and in a very concentrated manner. So, therefore, I'd like to close my short remarks on the first half year. Again, we are, well underway. There's a lot to do. We are not at the end, but as of today, we are better than planned. We expect a still challenging second half year. You know that we have forecasted in our annual report that we expect for 2013 at year-end a loss on group basis. We stick to this conservative forecast because now, as of July, we have to take into account higher expenses for our guarantee. This is alone another 120 million euros more than without having increased the guarantee. For sure, we're expecting more risk provisions to come within our plans and according to our plans. So overall, we stick to our very conservative P&L forecast for 2013. But as of today, we do better than planned. Many thanks, and I'm ready to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your questions, please press the pound sign. For your questions, please press star 1. For your questions, please press star 1.
Okay, if everything is fine for you, obviously there are no questions. We feel sorry about this. We thought that we have an interesting package of numbers. But if not, sorry for this comment.
Sorry to interrupt you. We have one question.
Yeah, for sure.
From Nicolai Esposito from ILAC. Your line is open.
Okay, good afternoon. I want to say if for 2014, who is the outlook for the bank, and if you think that regulator have a final decision in EU, and the last question is if you think LBO on perpetual and lower tier 2 bank loan. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. So if I understood it right, our outlook for 2014 is that we expect positive results. Yeah? So after a substantial loss in 2013, we expect a better result 2014. For sure, still designed and affected by our markets in which we are in. And we don't see any major positive development in 2014 in our shipping market and shipping portfolio, but we see signs of stabilization towards 2014. So overall, we hope to get it right and to be back in black numbers despite heavy burdens financially, which we still have to cope with, let's say, to handle our legacy portfolios. The ECB, if I understood the second part right, yes, the ECB will take over bank regulations in autumn next year. I think it's a tough time frame for the regulators. I'm not sure if they will be able to meet this. But anyhow, the preparatory assessments or balance sheet assessments and asset quality reviews will start, I would say, in October until April 2014. And within this period of time, we are getting much more information how they view the portfolios, how they view the structural challenges, and so on and so forth. Clear, if we see signs of that the regulator on a European basis may see things different, yeah, we take care in 2013. There's no doubt. Yeah, and we will do everything in order to keep up our very conservative balance sheet policy and, let's say, risk policy. And then you had another question which I forgot. Can you, there was another aspect.
The lower tier 2, on Wedi Bedin.
Also, this was später dann. I think we have outlined this plan when we start to pay back, let's say, to pay again coupon. If I remember right, I have him as well, 2017, fourth following, we have announced this pickup of payments again, right?
Yes, our current projections call for German GAAP losses for 2013 and 2014, and profits are expected under German GAAP for 15, 16, and 17, and onwards. But we will need the profitability 15, 16, and 17 to write back to notional values the written down Tier 1 instruments, and if we are lucky and everything falls into our plan, then the first coupon could be paid as from June 18 for the successful business year 17.
Right. So long way to go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Samir Patel from Lazard. Your line is open.
Hi, just one quick question. Obviously, this number isn't expected until well into February, March next year, but do you guys have an indicative amount of what the hypothetical balance sheet loss would be under German GAAP?
For sure, we have an idea, but we do not disclose this. Sorry for this. We have never done so, and we will not do it in the future.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Christian Leuker from Deutsche Bank. Your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon. Just very quickly, could you give a summary of your core Tier 1 Westfalenschein, the debtor warrants, which I think you've retired for the moment, but how would it behave if you had to provision again your core Tier 1 went towards, say, 10% or below, was threatening to go 10%? Does that write up? Does that get reintroduced automatically?
That does mean if the mechanics is, if yes. we would have to increase expenses, AB risk provisions on top of the plans, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We have the cushion in this protection scheme. That does mean everything higher of 10% today, which you can see in the charts, yeah?
Yep.
This is all the cushion for, let's say, to handle additional expenses, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So there are big amounts. It does mean this bank is towards A, higher risk-weighted assets or higher losses, substantially resilient. I wouldn't say it's ultimate, yeah? But we are very resilient before we start to announce or to publish capital ratios below 10%.
Is there a maximum size to the Westfalenschein?
Yeah, for sure. This is linked very much with our, second loss expense, second loss hit in 2025, which is at around 1.3 billion euros.
Great, thank you. Also, have you had any additional feedback from the EU? Because obviously you've got the provisional approval for extending or re-increasing the risk shelter. Do you have any additional feedback?
No, not yet. Yeah. Okay. So we had this decision, this preliminary decision of the European Union some weeks ago, end of June. We will pick up the discussions with the colleagues in the European Union organization in autumn this year, and then is a longer discussion which will, carry on until 2014.
Great. Thank you.
But nothing new. We have nothing new to tell there.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have one more question from Britta Schmidt from Autonomous Research. Your line is open.
Yeah, hi there. Me again, sorry. There's one more question that I have, which is you guide on page 10, on slide 10 of the presentation, to drop in the Basel II Core Tier 1 ratio until year-end from the current 12% to 10.9%. And obviously there's going to be a loss in the second half of the year because you're guiding to a full-year loss. But I would have thought there are also some more underlying risk-weighted asset savings that offset a little bit of that. Are there any other technical impacts, or can you give us a bit of help understanding this drop in the Core Tier 1 ratio?
No, I think, Britta, the main driver of this is for sure our planned year-end result. Yeah, the main driver. And the question of the further development of risk-weighted assets, we expect also somehow, maybe here and there, higher risk-weighted assets. So it's nothing which you can drill down specifically there. Yeah,
okay.
It's the main driver is our expected year-end result.
Okay, great.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no further questions.
Okay. Then we thank you very much for your attention to listen to us, and we hope to see you again soon with new information. Many thanks.
We want to thank the moderators and all the participants of this conference. Goodbye.